he coughed, spraying dark blood across the front of her armor.
Cinzia.
And that is?
She asked, leaning close as his breathing failed.
Hold on! Help's coming! Just hold on!
Shigar leaned back. There was nothing he could do. Not without a proper med pack. The Nautilin had said his last.
I'm sorry,
he said.
You've no reason to be,
she said, staring down at her hands.
He was a member of the Black Sun. Probably a murderer himself.
Does that make him evil? Lack of food might have done that, or medicine for his family, or 1,000 other things.
Bad choices don't make bad people.
Right.
But what else do we have to go on down here? Sometimes you have to make a stand, even if you can't tell who the bad guys are anymore.
A desperately fatigued look crossed her face then, and Shigar thought that he understood her a little better. Justice was important, and so was the way people defended it, even if that meant fighting alone sometimes.
My name is Shigar,
he said in a calming voice.
Nice to meet you, Shigar,
she said, brightening.
And thanks. You probably saved my life back there.
I can't take credit for that. I'm sure he didn't consider either of us worthy opponents.
Or maybe he worked out that we didn't know anything about what he was looking for in the safe house. Lima Zandrit. That was the name he used on me. Ever heard of it?
No. Not Cinzia, either.
She rose to her feet in one movement and cocked her rifle onto her back.
Lorin, by the way.
Her grip was surprisingly strong.
Our clans were enemies once,
Shigar said.
Ancient history is the least of our troubles. We'd better move out before the Justicars get here.
He looked around him, at the Nautilin, the other bodies, and the wrecked building. Dow Striver, Lima Zandret, Cinzia.
I'm going to talk to my master, he said. She should know there's a Mandalorian making trouble on Coruscant.
All right,
she said, hefting her helmet.
Lead the way.
You're coming with me?
Never trust a Conchi. That's what my mother always said. And if we're going to stop a war between Dow Striver and the Black Sun, we have to do it right. Right?
He barely caught her smile before it disappeared behind her helmet.
Right,
he said.
Chapter 2
Elden Axe licked her wounds all the way to Drawmond Kos. The damage to her body was most easily treated. Many of the cuts and gashes she left to scar naturally, believing, as her master had taught her, that a lesson quickly forgotten is a lesson poorly learned. The rest she treated with the help of the medkit built into her interceptor's cockpit, avoiding painkillers and anesthetics completely. It wasn't pain that worried her. That was good for her, too. The damage done to her confidence would take much longer to heal, not to mention her prospects of advancement. Darth Kratos would see to that. It didn't matter that her record on solo missions had been perfect up to this one. It didn't matter how highly she had been awarded by the Sith Academy. All that mattered was success. The Interceptor burst back into real space, and the Empire's grim-faced capital, Kos City, hove into view.
I will kill you, Dow Striver,
Eldon Axe swore.
Or die trying.
The debrief went as badly as she feared.
Tell me about your mission,
her master instructed in clipped tones from his meditation chamber.